Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
would. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it.
Hands up, eyes open to fifth clip. Face, let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold to the sea, we talking about the path to clubs. Like at the party clubs, that is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that, like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. But one thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit over business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, by wherever enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This thing gon' never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the same, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
We'll be right back.
wish I can open up some gates and see my dog. Yeah, I'm still yelling to no more. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard. Yeah, you know one day we gon' call. All they wanna do is see us fall. All my niggas ride fully loaded, 10 toes for me in the heat of war. Money, baby, you my me or mo. Free my niggas and free some mo. Fuck the judge with a sick dick, but a nigga hate kills even more. Evil souls, nowadays gotta keep it close. That's all my life, we're full of wrongs, it's hard to do right. Until I get on, you know I'ma grind. Yeah, put a little nigga on ice. Yeah, do you remember them nights? Yeah, nigga was hustling and starving, trap out apartment, pumping that pack, I was starving. Open up some gates and see my dog.
My dog.
Yeah, my dog. I'm free, yeah, let's see no more. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard. Yeah, dog. You know one day we gon' fall.
Free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free them dogs, freedom dogs, freedom dogs, free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all.
Hey, I'm yelling, free my dogs, it's forever, fuck the law. Middle fingers till they call my niggas ready for war. Cause we'll come through like some soldiers, we'll come through like we own it. Yeah, nigga, we own it, what's that?
What's that?
You don't want smoke, bitch. Free my niggas too, it's token. Free my niggas too, lost focus. Real niggas won't focus. Real niggas, they know this. With the pig to a wolf, with the rat to a wolf, that's a real small snack. Yeah, niggas know that. Once you cross that line, he'll nod.
Wish I can open up some gates and see my dog.
Open up the gates and free them all. My niggas, they was running from the jakes, but they got caught. The place that we involved, we was raised to beat some dogs. Bullet holes in the walls, niggas never had a cause. They thought it was because everybody in the gang, and you ain't cool till you catch a body. Living in the hood, remember good times. Smoking on the black, spin good rhymes.
Wish I could open up some gates and see my dog.
Yeah,
my dog. I'm still yet to see no more.
My dog.
I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard.
Yeah, yeah,
you know one day we gon' find.
Free my dogs, free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all, free them all.
It's gonna be some stuff you're gonna see that's gonna make it hard to smile in the future. But through whatever you see, through all the rain and the pain, you gotta keep your sense of humor. You gotta be able to smile through all this bullshit.
Lazy, you.
walking through the days that are done. I often wish that I could save everyone, but I'm a dreamer. Have you ever seen a nigga who was strong in the game? Overlooking his tomorrows and it finally came. Look back on childhood for a reason, I'm still feeling the same. Turning circles in my ninth grade, dealing cocaine. Too many houses in my local life, vibing strange. And a man without a focus life could drive me insane. Stuck inside a ghetto fantasy, hoping it changed. But when I focus on reality, we broken and changed. Had a dream of living wealthy and making it big. Over football, told to cook raw and taking it dig. And after all, my mama's thanking God for blessing the child. All my mama got to do now is collect it and smile. Smile. Straight shot, bullets be hot, they burning, inhaling sherm smoke, visualize the flames, well I've been smothered by my own pain, strange whispers, cowards conversate, so quick to distance, taking pictures for the feds and desperate hopes they get it, hit us all, give us plenty centuries, forgive my sins, since I ended many penitentiaries, the best revenge is fuck friends, we military minds, soldiers, busting shots blindly, trying to find Jehovah to help me, somebody save me, lost the crazy. To drop a seed, hoping I ain't cursing my baby. Maybe now, niggas feel me now, pitching my pain, embrace my words, make the world change. And still I smell, nigga.
And now, moment of silence. Let us pray. And as you journey into outer space, may the angels help to lead the way. May the prayers that our families make shine upon your soul and keep it safe. And all the homies that have passed away, they're there to greet you as you pass the gate. And as you head to the tunnel's light, I hope it leads to eternal life. We save a prayer for the homie Pop.
Live and direct, that's what it is. Y'all tune in with us, y'all. Check this piece out, y'all. Ride with us, man. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? We on Truth Radio. Y'all hear us, y'all riding, man, the highways, the byways, cruise with us on this here piece. Live and direct. Y'all just heard that intro to that piece, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Here, first of all, welcome y'all with our revolutionary ritual. Keep your heads up, eyes open, the fist clenched. Y'all know who this is and how we do this. This is Chairman Free Hopper Jr. coming to you live and direct, y'all. Triple C Saturdays, Children, Community, and Cubs. Another one of the programs. We ain't playing no games with them, y'all. We at Truth Radio. Y'all can hear us. We on live. We on YouTube. You name it. We get all media outlets. Come down to it. We're going to use 210 cans of strings and make it. Make history. Take history. Tape history. You know what I'm saying? I want to introduce our brother to you right now. That piece we just had. I'm having my brother on deck with us. The minute he's gonna sit in with us too, and y'all have seen us see the highways and byways. Go a little more details. We can't be redundant. We can't be pushing this case enough. We got the Sierra code. You know what I'm saying? We say 5 Sierra code, sign the ball. You know what I'm saying? Y'all have seen us this past weekend. You know what I'm saying? Literally out there, you know what I'm saying? In our office, streets. You know what I'm saying? But again, I want to open up with this here. You know what I'm saying? Open up the city, get right to it. Where we at in regards
hit all arenas by putting the propaganda out there, getting word about this case, you name it. So, well, man, introduce yourself and tell us about, you know, what inspired that piece, you know what I'm saying? Let me premise with this. I'm going to say a minister of UEP News said that our people don't read as much as they would like for them to read. But the deal is that we have to use innovative and creative ways to get the words out. So I want to commend you, you know what I'm saying, getting us to use this propaganda. You know what I'm saying? You have to get the word out. So again, who are you, brother? And where can we find this piece? And what inspired you to do this piece?
So my name is Starboy Money, and you can find my music, you know, SoundCloud, YouTube. You can just Google it, you know what I'm saying? But this piece is for, you know what I'm saying, me being a young person coming up in Chicago, you know, losing a lot of young people that I grew up with in Chicago. And I ain't just speaking about my family case. You know, I want to speak for everybody, because I know I'm not the only person that's losing people out there to the street, you know what I'm saying? And it's a change, and it's better than everybody. So with this piece right here, I'm pretty sure, you know what I'm saying, I'm talking about how the law don't respect us, you know, won't be all as equal as one. And, you know, I'm just let it feel me on track, you know what I'm saying?
Real talk, I definitely feel it when it came on, you know what I'm saying? I got this piece I did one time called The People's Pain Reflects. And, you know what I'm saying, one of the things we say, you know what I'm saying, we're gonna bring you in to talk that the people's pain reflects. And how old are you, brother? How old are you?
I'm 27.
27. You grew up in Chicago?
All my life. I've seen it and witnessed it firsthand. So I know what it's like to struggle and go through it. I've seen people have it, you know what I'm saying? You play the sideline, watch. It ain't always about taking it, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's about giving back and showing everybody that you care.
Right on.
You know what I'm saying? And it's bigger than just, it's just, I just
want to
show everybody it's bigger than what you think.
Real talk, I feel kind of, like getting up there in age, I know your parents and everything, and I'm tripping, you know what I'm saying? You're 27 years old. I grew up in a time, you know what I'm saying, it was a lot more structure in the streets, you know what I'm saying? And, I said the funeral services. This is a supposed to go to funeral. One of the many funerals that I spoke at, and I went up there. And we have a different line. Like a lot of people attacked on the youth. You know what I'm saying? I said, let me premise with this. I sympathize with a generation. You know what I'm saying? And even with that term generation, because technically speaking, the term generation means every 21 years. I have a different situations happening in our community where we had all the different, you know, terms. We become altered. But I sympathize with, you know, a generation of young brothers that come up that have been deprived of the structure, you know what I'm saying? Because the deal is, y'all come up in the era, you know what I'm saying, the result of the historical move, the mayor of Chicago, Mayor Rahm Emanuel, closed down 50 public schools at one time, simultaneously shut down the red line. And, you know, so a lot of people say this is senseless violence. It makes a lot of sense. The Chicago Police Department makes a lot of sense. The Chicago Public Schools, the Chicago City Commission. Because the deal is, it's big business. You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to be in the pit and graveyards. And anybody that believes that the mayor, the law enforcement won't stop the crime, you believe Don King won't stop boxing. And one of America's policies is to create chaos and restore order. Create chaos and restore order. And this is in Iraq, Afghanistan, Africa. You name it. And we add on to the old saying. It's just this old saying. Say, God created Africans and America made niggas. God created Africans and America made niggas. We add on to that. That the man's machine manufactured Chirac. So this is done by design. And again, a lot of people, you know, so they can be in a bubble, or to be in a bubble and talk, you know what I'm saying, about the situation, but not relate to the people. But again, I commend you. But just since you're taking your talent, you know what I'm saying, and using it to communicate with the people, at least to acknowledge it. Because the deal is, it's embarrassing being oppressed. And I told you how to jab ourselves about it. But the deal is, we got to call it out, you know what I'm saying? What's going down? And a lot of people get upset with the term Chirac. How you think we muffins feel just living through this shit? We got to call it for what it is, man. You know, so ain't no war on drugs, ain't no war on guns, ain't no war on gangs. It's war on our black asses, point blank. And you know what I'm saying? So again, we got to use, I'm calling the top, our poetry sets, barbershops, pool halls, catch when you're riding, you're blowing, you're kicking it, tie it in, our relationships, tired of seeing what's going down in our communities, and we can't
improve. We need more positive black role models.
Real talk. I'm going to answer that with you. I'm going to tag real models. Yeah. A lot of the role models they give us,
they
give us the wrong information, or they can't relate to what we're going through.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of these organizations they give our people, they can find a hood with a GPS map. You know what I'm saying? They ain't never seen Ramen Noodle. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, real models, you know what I'm saying? I said, play the piece. So I heard the intro to the piece. I said, run. You know what I'm saying? Richard Pryor's comedic genius, Richard Pryor, said he was a peopleologist. He can feel people, you know what I'm saying? And the deal is, one can pick up and say, okay, now I'm a man. He just ain't talking this. He can relate to what I'm saying.
Right.
So I felt that, you know what I'm saying? I'll call y'all to check this piece out, check what the brothers got out, and, you know what I'm saying, put the word out. You know what I'm saying? Yo, who we got? Who else we got in your line with us? You've been on the air with us before, but you know, so who are you, brother? You know what I'm saying? And what's, you know what I'm saying? The campaign we've been pushing amongst other campaigns.
My name is Joseph Cole, the father of Kiera Cole, missing social worker from Chicago. Been missing since October the 2nd. I have been 10 toes down. Those that know me know my motto. 10 toes down on this concrete as I look, search high, low for Miss Kiera Cole, the boss. The search continues, the investigation continues. A lot of people ain't aware that CPD and the postal feds, they haven't given up. So please don't believe stories you're in the street. You get a live and direct to me. I am the father, Mr. Joseph Travis Cole. You can catch me online all the time. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. If you got something to say that's positive, look me up. I have a positive feedback.
I know we've been just last 3, 4 days, 72 hours alone. We've been on the train. Ironically, you know what I'm saying, the other day, you know, so he was back and forth on which train route we going to hit. Back. We said, green line, red line. We said, let's go to the green line. Soon as we get on the thing, you know, you see on Facebook, somebody gets stabbed up on the train on the red line.
Right. Let's go back first to how we got on the train.
Yeah.
We had a march last Saturday.
Yes, indeed.
We was walking, passing the word about Miss Kiera Cole, the boss, along with the little boss, in case you guys don't know. She was also pregnant when this incident occurred.
I had reached out to Fred Hampton. Yes, sir.
And had him come down out of his bed on the train. I definitely met him before he got off the train.
Yes, indeed.
Then we walked another 45 minutes downtown,
yes,
passing out the word about Miss Kiera Cole's the boss along with the little boss. This was an experience that I didn't expect from him because, you know, of his size and all y'all that know Fred, y'all know. We walked sweat together.
Right.
Blood, sweat, and tears on the concrete, 10 toes down. I can say he was there when I called on him.
He's going to be there.
The struggle is real, y'all. Yeah. I just want to put it out there. The struggle is real. For y'all that don't know me, I am on Facebook, Joseph Coles. Look me up. We got a positive word. I got a positive feedback. Let's keep the word about the missing people out there. For y'all that don't have nobody missing, I don't want no y'all have nobody missing. But at the same time, you must be aware of your surroundings. Like I said, Fred, me and him got on that train. I needed a dollar. I had to go get changed. Luckily, we did stall because there was an incident where somebody was killed by being stabbed to death after we missed like 2 trains. But once we got to our destination, I called him. He called me. He straight. I appreciate his support. I appreciate the movement. Just keep showing me support. Keep me in your prayers. Hey, don't be scared to call and say, hey, bro, how you doing today? Because they don't say that. I just want to put it out there. It's the real. The real get the real. Me and Fred, we had fun riding on the train. And then we also had to stop off and got us something to eat. Lord, he don't play, y'all. He don't play, y'all. You don't play, y'all. Hey, check it out. Then after we ate, we walked it off.
Yes, indeed.
I appreciate that, brother. Support y'all. Support Mr. Fred Hampton, the Hampton House. Right now, donations are needed. We want to keep the word out there so we can educate our own black on our own black. The thing is, they'll make a judgment on us. we have our ways too. We make our judgment too, but first we at least try to hear before we make judgment. If you don't know, ask someone. I tell everybody, beware of your surroundings. And don't think it's sweet because you go to the grocery store. It can't happen there. Stay in tune. Mr. Fred Hampton and the Hampton House needs your support. Please reach out to us to help us to learn more about our education. Ask us about us. I'm going to give it back to Mr. Fred Hampton.
Right on. Again, this really brings us in. Hit the office, the streets, put up the case of Kira Cole. You know what I'm saying? Put up the case of Captain Mall. Y'all know who's going to sit in the city of Chicago or Chirac. You know, y'all heard some of the numbers about me, you know what I'm saying? Missing sisters in particular, you know what I'm saying? And this ties to the conflict about the body organs, everything. So, you know what I'm saying? I just want to reiterate what my brother just pointed out. Kiara Coles, the campaign has been intensified, to not just that of Kiara Coles, but a child, which was last 51 of them.
Let me get this correct. Miss Kiara Coles, the boss, is one of the victims that are missing. It's 51 women missing. I will also be getting flyers soon to pass out about the 51 women missing.
Yeah, it's more untalked about. That's out here. She loved that family, you know, just as well as us. That's missing love by family. So we gonna speak on just more than Kiara, you know. But that's what we pushing. But you know, let's speak up for everybody else that's out here. We ain't just on one. You know, we can't be greedy.
It's hard to be accepting negativity at this point in time.
Life brings negative.
But I'm going to keep a positive outlook, and I'm going to keep pushing forward. I will not stagnate my growth. I will continue until answers are found. The purpose for this was to keep spreading word about Ms. Kiara Coles, the boss, along with my little boss, which is one of my granddaughter and grandson. We didn't ever get a chance to find out. But show your support to the mother and father. I am at peace right now. I try to stay at peace. It hurts like hell, in case anybody don't know, I'll be the first to tell you, because I did not think it was knocking my doorstep. But please be aware, it can happen to any one of y'all. There's a couple of times I passed out flyers, people like passed it up, like I was asking for something. I'm not asking for nothing. I'm asking you to pass the information, post it on your Facebook page or Instagram. I want the word to be out about my daughter, also the other missing and exploited men and women of America. It ain't just happening in Chicago. It's happening in New York, California, Oakland, Washington. Come on now. They can pull you up for a traffic ticket. Why they can't pull them dudes over there doing all this drunk stuff? I don't know what to say, because that don't make no sense. You know, everything is about money, but let's get that understood. In case y'all don't know, please understand, there is a harvest for body parts. That is true. I want y'all to be aware of your people, man. If you love your kids, keep an eye on them.
You notice the images that are through the flashing pads on the page right now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, let's say a minimum missing of the system to our community, y'all. We're not talking about car keys. These are people.
Reach out, spread the word about the people that it could possibly happen to, because I mean, I understand you young ladies like to dress. Hey, I like to see y'all dress. I ain't crazy. Shit, that's them people. I don't know what's wrong with them, but I want y'all to be safe. Any woman that run across me will tell you right away. He always tell me to be safe. I mean, I come out to spread the word because I want the awareness to be out there. In case you guys don't know and ain't aware of me, I am Mr. Joseph Coles. I am Kiara Coles' father. I am out here 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, talking and walking about Ms. Kiara Coles, the boss, along with the little boss. Reach out to me. I'm on Facebook. I guess I'm on Instagram, too. But grandkids, do make sure I get on something. But like I said, keep the word spread. I'm going to try to keep my head up always. I was always talking with a man in his eye, respect the person in front of me, and I keep it moving forward. Thank you, Mr. Fred Hampton. Give me the chance to spread my word about Ms. Kiara Coles, the boss, along with the several other women that is missing, a total of 51. And every day it's like it's rising, but no one's doing nothing about it. If they worried about messing with these Mexican guys, Leave them people alone. Find the people that keep kidnapping these people. That's what we need to be on. Find this. Community, stick together, please. That's our problem. Community, attitude. Come on, baby, let's lose it. This ain't the time for that. There's too many shootings going on. There's too many people going on missing. And the government ain't caring. But as soon as it's time to vote, they are in your community. Hey, where they at for all the other time? This is something serious, y'all. Please be aware of your surroundings. Each one teach one. 10 toes down is my motto.
I say, I'm knowing I'm going to make it out. Trying to take a different route. Seeing my niggas dead and gone. Got me praying for better days. Lost smoking all of us. That's true that crime pays, but where the fuck justice at? That's why I'm riding with this cake. Got to thank the man above. They ain't found them shell cases. I'm just lying down on niggas. Leaving them with steel faces. Now I'm trying to stack a bag. Whole bunch of dead faces. All these bitches up for grab. Pick and choose whoever pop. Wound with the same ones. Rocking with me at the bottom. Winning is a fucking must. Losing is just not an option. It was cracking cars, hitting licks, taking shit without a problem. Anytime going to goblins, they ain't getting mad at choppers. Niggas couldn't keep it real, cut them off anyway. God is good, God is great, shit, I'm thankful for today. Still yelling free fed. That little boy about them gates, they can't hold that man forever. They gonna free him anyway.
Right on. Stay great words in the streets, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Plain language terms, that's it. Hey, I'm a bad thing, just a couple of pieces of lines real quick, you know what I'm saying? Just even talking about lots of different concentration camps, not prisons. Those concentration camps. You know what I'm saying? What's going on in our community? So again, we got to find innovative ways to get the words to these young people and stuff out there. And again, to take a bottle and say that the role of propaganda is as important as the y'all. So again, don't sleep on this, y'all. Make sure y'all. You know what I'm saying? This would be just. You know what I'm saying? This be the. I'm just saying him what I can't say because it's like maybe the end we saying. We should get to the ground with him, you know what I'm saying? Together, listen to the man and say, okay, what's going on there? We're going to have some differences on how the language and so on and so forth. But again, some of these contradictions are consistent, you know what I'm saying? They're going up, whatever, however. However, again, this is on steroids now. We need to be justice with that, you know what I'm saying? And again, am I going to say what's brother Sean? We live in the record triple C7, y'all. Make it with your tickets and tickets. It's good.
He said they feed them steroids and this and that. In the studio, we have my grandson. He's only 12, 260 solid.
Yeah.
At 5'8". Now, y'all tell me what they putting in the school, please. This don't make no sense. Now, if I go to punch him, what if he punch me back? I believe it or not, y'all,
yeah.
I'm not slow with this. Yeah. I proved it to him already.
Yeah.
There'll be no more attempts. You heard?
Yeah.
I'm coming from the old car for real.
Yeah.
I used to get whoopings from over one block, get my ass home, get whooped again.
Yeah.
Shit, there with that old Pablo slide in or whatever, you heard? I'm going to throw the big hand at it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, you do.
So, boy, I've been through it all. Believe me, y'all, I've been keeping my head at you, me, your prayers, Miss Kiara Coles, the boss, along with my little boss. Yeah, listen.
You any calls, y'all feel free to call in with us too. Y'all get a question, comments, just if y'all want to say something, you know what I'm saying? Call in. 312-626-9979. Oh, you got a call?
We have a caller in queue, Brother Jimmy.
Call in.
Caller 864-340.
Peace and power. This is your brother, Ikra Neve. What's going on, family? Black Power.
Hey, what's going on, brother? Let me see if I get you. Oh, good right now. Okay, hear me. Okay, right on. Welcome to Triple C Saturdays. Yes, indeed. You live with that Rick with us.
Yes, sir. This is your brother, Ikra Neve, calling from South Carolina, man. I got, my family listening
to this show. Say it one more time, brother. I have you by the microphone. Say it again, bro.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I hear you now.
Okay, yes, sir.
No, what were you saying, brother?
No, just basically talking, you know, just letting you guys know, speaking on the importance of this show. And, you know, especially from the topic in which you guys, you know, more recently have been covering. And I'm sitting here with a room full of females listening to you all or listening to this level of conversation, which is not all the time popular. And when we ask questions of where we are, you know, even with you all showing the camaraderie, showing the brotherhood, that's something that we don't have in our own families. And a lot of times I teach my children how to be, and that's one thing me and one of my daughters was talking about today, how do we recognize good friends and how are we becoming good friends? How are we ourselves being good brothers and sisters? So therefore, when it's time for brothers and sisters to come in our surrounding, we're able to recognize, you know, if they're good for us or not. And this is that intuition. You know, this is very important, especially when we have a group of our young teenagers that can and are very naive to these situations. Ever since my children were younger, I always taught them, like the brother said, be aware of your surroundings. Always look around 360 degrees. Always. There should be a constant, there should be a primary thing that we teach our children to do that we ourselves do. Because you could be the person that's walking down the road, especially in the days of headphones and social media, you'd be walking down the road with your headphones and your earpieces in your ear and looking down at your phone, and a car, you know, be coming directly to you. And like I said, given the dynamics of today's world, because people say, well, man, Donald Trump is the president. Regardless, whatever the hell it is, he's the president. And with that type of cracker in a position of power like that, you have to have your antennas up. This ain't the time to go to sleep. And like the brother said, where our women should think it's okay for them to wear skimpy clothes. No, this ain't. I just saw that this movie that this popular broad. Now, this is a Hispanic broad coming over into our community, encouraging our girls to shake it or encouraging our girls to be degenerative, Cardi B. And she's made a lot of money off of our people by doing this, pushing this over to our people, to our little girls who are not substantial in their family. Father and mother aren't there anyway. You know what I'm saying? You might have the situation where mother's just there or father's there. And these types of discussions are going to be very important to start, you know, like the brother was, you know, doing his piece, doing his work. We're going to have to start singing songs about this where our propaganda is going to be intertwined into our culture, where it shouldn't be so different, where it's going to be right on point. Everything that we are saying, we're going to be like, well, we're nodding in this, you know, like they do in the church and say, amen. You know, the brothers over there talking about, you know, having a song encouraging women to respect themselves and put on clothes. It shouldn't be what we're having to argue. Oh, it's my right. It's my body. No, everybody should be online and be like, we're right. That is right for our children. Because it's not only something that's happening in Chicago. It's going on nationwide, worldwide, while black girls are getting missed. You know, and I think we want to open our eyes too. I just saw a law. Put this on the table. I just saw a law that they were talking about, okay, and that's sex workers. All right? So if you roll with me now, looking at all these black girls that have been disappearing, and now they're going to roll out a law in New York where they're saying it's okay to be a sex worker. Okay? So guess what? The government or some of these, they already have 10,000 bodies ready to put out there on the stroll, ready to make some money. So this is a possibility as well. You know, this is only speculation, but it's kind of right in line with the organ harvesting, where they now will take you or take us, black men and women, off of the block, wherever we are, and now put us over here and break us down, sell our heart, sell our stomach, sell our and use the skin to make some leather bags or something. This is the reality, and we as a black people, if we don't look at our own self as the commodity, has the resource, because the majority of us out here chasing money and then missing, you know, the brother on the side or the sister on the side, and that's the most important bond or the way to get and maintain the money is by, you know, making these alliances with our brothers and sisters. So, like I said, I'm very thankful for this show. Not only this show, we have other shows, but there aren't many that encourage that mode of thinking, that are encouraging, hey, it's cool for little girls to put on their clothes. It's okay, sister. I still love you. You still sexy. You still look beautiful. Just because you don't have on skimpy clothes, that don't mean that you're less than. No. We need to create a culture now where our women know that they are cool or they look good with all their clothes on. You know, and we should understand that the government is behind this music. We know that the government is behind the music. And if we don't know that, we got to be damn fools. The government and a lot of these cats out here rapping this shit, they are agents because they are basically the police. They're telling you what to talk about. Go out there and talk about selling drugs. So the typical kid can say that selling drugs is just the thing to do. Now our children think that selling drugs is legal because when you turn on the radio, guess what they talking about on the song? I'm on one or doing something associated with some drugs. So our children, they're kind of messed up because not all the time they have the right family setting there to ensure they might have just a single parent. And mother is out there working 2 and 3 jobs, so she can't actually teach. So therefore, the TV raises the children. And these crackers know this. So it's time to get in and dissect and break down these crackers' tools and start implementing and utilizing our own, just as I have heard you all do. And anytime I call to the show, this is the constant spirit. And even thinking about Chairman, Baba Fred, you know, this is what was actually on the, like, they didn't care about all the shiny suit shit. It was about liberating our people, and we were going to put our life on the line. If we had the majority of our people, I was looking at this dumb shit. They talking about everybody talking about a million people going down to Area 51 and storming Area 51. And I'm pretty sure you got some Negroes in there. Now, you're going to put your life on the line to try to storm a government place. Put your damn life on the line for your people. You understand? We put our life on the line for all kind of stupid shit. It ain't got nothing to do with our genuine come up for our people. We just always worried about us. We've adopted very well what the cracker is about. The cracker is about himself, about monopolizing capital things, and we made ourselves those people. Therefore, it won't surprise me when y'all talking about the organ harvesting, sex trafficking. There are Negroes. There are niggas out here that'll come take our women faster than some of these crackers, nasty crackers. Yeah. And we got to be aware for them types of cats. So, like I said, I'm saying this with my family, my daughters right here listening and talking to them and understanding how important of a point this is, because sometimes when I'm the only one right here speaking about it, it's like, well, oh, daddy, you're weird, because it's so rare of a conversation. It's so rare of a conversation. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody having these types of conversations. No. So it is very important that we are able to speak about this in a place, from a place where it's normal. So I want to thank you all for having this conversation today and look forward to having many more.
We just want you to call in and you thank on your mind. The real is the real.
No doubt. Thank you, brother. Hey, right on. Thank you for calling in, man. Also, in addition to have your family online while you called in, you touched on a lot of points, man. Man, I should have my pen and paper. I was going to reiterate, say what you were saying. But that was the propaganda piece. Something else in particular that you touched on, too, man. About Negro, it's a Negro is up with this lick. That's important to acknowledge. You know what I'm saying? The body organ stuff. You know what I'm saying? The music. We look at the Tuskegee experiment. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yeah, Negro nurses and doctors online with them. You know what I'm saying? And then we got to be out with a policy that calls out not only Uncle Sam but Sambo, not only the Gringos but the Negroes. You know what I'm saying? Because they just said all this carnage. in colleges we got here in Chirac. It's Negroes, some Negroes benefiting up for this here now. You know, so everybody else, you know, since stopping all this killing, because, you know, hey, some of them benefiting up for this here too, though. Man, hey, right on, powerful call. Right on, man, stay in tune with us again. Man, that's what we're talking about, y'all.
I want to say this, Brother Fred. I want to, you know, appreciate you for keeping, you know, the legacy of what your father stood for alive. You know, I look at, you know, whatever Khaled Muhammad's son, his name, and look at how much some guys deviate. They fall, you know, far from where they are, you know, what their roots are about. So I want to say salute to you.
Yes.
Salute to your ongoing commitment to keeping an eye and, you know, the brother and also, you know, the sister in which I spoke with. So salute to you all as it relates to, you know, making it happen.
Thank you, brother. That means a lot. And we say we tend to walk, you know, walk in his footsteps and his path of post steps. And it's a hell of a difficult job, it's a difficult task, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, some people try to compromise that legacy. I'm fortunate to have, you know, fellow freedom fighters, comrades, sisters, just click you right on in, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, this battlefield, I ain't going to lie to you, man. I'm going through some, you know, battle fatigue right now, you know what I'm saying? Because it's well fighting for us. It's well fighting for us, you know what I'm saying? That's a shot in the arm. It's inspiring to hear you say that. You know, let me vent real quick, man. You know, I had a situation the other day, literally. Ken had called me, and I'm trying to be as objective as I can, you know, and it was, we were fighting for his case, you know, so when he was locked up and some other things, man. And it was a real class arrogance that he expressed. You know, I'm not, like, I said, that's why the class arrogance and race arrogance. I'm mistaken. I was going to believe that we, like, white people or these uppity Negroes, they come in with this intention to do harm. Whatever. The world it reinforces them that shit revolves around it. Because if you were white people, for quite some time, they had a different perception of the world was square. And if you miss it, it revolves around them. And a bourgeoisie characteristic that picks up a lot of the Negroes is they believe, you know what I'm saying, it's me and I. And this cat called me the other day, man, and it was mind-blowing, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just the arrogance, you know. And I'm like, damn, I know, we fight for this, you know, we do this for the people, man. And so, in contrast, it means a lot to me you say that. But we're not interested in no ego tripping or, you know what I'm saying, just no. But the deal is, I mentioned earlier about real models. People need examples that, you know what I'm saying, because a lot of times we so damaged in our community, motherfuckers reward the motherfuckers who fuck over them. I ask the guy, say, you know what I'm saying, they don't call these politicians the tags, you know, so who get paid, you know, so they don't call these different other state sanctioned spokespersons the tags. Well, people ain't getting down for, oh, man, on a bus, walking, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And again, it means a lot for the, you know what I'm saying, because we service of the people, you know what I'm saying? And Minister UEP News said one of the most difficult jobs of being a revolutionary is fighting the interests of the people, even when they don't know their own interests. You know what I'm saying? And that's a difficult job. But we want to provide a template that people can pick up and say, man, this is how we keep on fighting, you know what I'm saying? This is how we keep on organizing. And it may not be some cat's cup of tea, you know what I'm saying? I spoke at the funeral service of Stanley Tookie Williams, you know what I'm saying? I said, Tookie come up in a climate like I grew up in, deprived of an organization such as the Black Panther Party, where the only options in life was provided to be a Boy Scout or a banker. I commit to the Black Panther Party because never again out of my watch. You know what I'm saying? Now, some cats choose to be other things, so be it. Because the reality is, some people cool with picking cotton out of white folks' ass. You know what I'm saying? Okay, how much books you read to them? How much green juice they drink? You know what I'm saying? Whatever. There's some gorillas in the, you know, I was a tiger. They were just exposed in the zoo. All the tigers that the people be taking the pictures with, those tigers have been doped up. They, you know, so their tooth be taken out of, you know what I'm saying? And the deal is, some people cool with that. We are not, and we don't get it. The one brother, Bishop Jackson, told me, Chairman, I know it hurts, man. You fight for all these campaigns and. I was venting about it. We live and direct again. I don't know how much that we lost, y'all, but again, I was thanking the brother for his call and also simultaneously.
It went through.
I wasn't through. I was thanking and commending the brother for his call and his acknowledgement, and at the same time, calling the question on this cat that called me the other day. You know what I'm saying? I was so messed up. I was like, what the dude called me? He called me on the Facebook thing. I said, man, I'm going to, what they call, deactivate up this stuff for a minute. You know what I'm saying? But the arrogance, you know what I'm saying? And like I say, one thing about service, we just really be humble, you know what I'm saying? And again, we service the people. We're going to keep doing what we do, though, y'all. But again, it means a lot. You know, it's a shot in the arm that acknowledge. So I thank that our brother who just called in. I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate that. We're going to keep on fighting. We're going to keep on sweating. You know what I'm saying? We live direct on Triple C Saturdays, y'all. And y'all just heard this powerful propaganda piece our brother just laid out. I want y'all to go take that, share it, post it, tweet it, Instagram it, Facebook it, run it. You know what I'm saying? Also, you know what I'm saying? Cause, like I say, we don't, I peeked out of the brother's piece is, it's not subjective, even what he's talking about. In other words, not just saying, this is about my cousin, this is about me and I. You listen to some of these terms people say, the world revolves around them. These are campaigns about our people. I told this dude the other day, I said, listen, man, I think when you were in the same high school, I said, listen, I failed fourth year English high school, Mr. Griffin, because I refused to say me and I. He would have got the principal, Mr. O'Gannon. And like I said, I kept on saying us and we. I'm not cut from that cloth, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of these cats, you know what I'm saying, they hold dynamic. We talk about issues. You know, so you never hear me say, oh, man, the police killed my dad. You really hear me say the government assassinated Chairman Fred, a major representative of our struggle, a charismatic rage representative of our people, you know what I'm saying? And so whenever we have opportunity to put it in an objective sense, because, again, as individuals, we don't. We doomed. Now, this is just happening one, you know, this is one situation. I say, okay, man, it's messed up in Chicago, messed up, you know, I had a bad situation. My father got killed by the police. You know what I'm saying? That was just that. December 4th was a bad day. Shit. This the MO. This the modus operandi on how they get down. Now, the deal is, Chairman Fred heightened the contradictions, brought the political puss out the sore so we can put that political peroxide, that path of politics, that, you know what I'm saying? Lay it out to who done what. And it was not just LV Hanging, just not Matt Dave, not just J. Edgar Hoover, not just Gloves Davis, all these criminals, the system in general, and some Negroes who were complicit and benefited of the blood, sweat, and tears of Chairman Fred. We're going to call, you know what I'm saying, we come on the 50th year of the assassination. We're going to be consistent with this here, y'all. August 3rd, the Chairman Fred Street Party. Need y'all support. Come on out to Triple C's today. Bring some fish, some ground beef, some wood out there. We need support out there. We barbecue out there. We get the water gun battle. It's going down. Bring your children out there. Y'all can't support us in the Chairman Fred Jr. at gmail.com via PayPal. You know what I'm saying? We need support. Eric, I'm following. I know we had the discussion earlier, but they trying to cut some of the power. We're gonna fight that out. But we don't support people can. Come on with that. Any closing words, my brothers online with us?
Just help us bring Sierra Cole down, you know.
Yes, indeed.
And many others that's lost.
Yes, indeed.
As far as reaching out to me, you can reach out to me. You can get up with Joe or Mr. Freehampton. I want to thank you for having me here.
Oh, we're going to have you back.
Hey, for sure. And I'm here anytime you need.
Yes, sir.
For sure.
Yes, sir.
And, hey, support the movement because I support any other movement that's out in the same struggle. So, you know, I'm going to let go.
That's what it is. My brother Joseph Coles, help us out, man. Talk to us, man.
let's be aware, y'all. Keep your people close, your kids close, the loved ones close, even other people too. Because this is happening too frequently. We need to start from the end in our own community to avoid this. Stick together. Like I said, we be one team for be aware of this around. People that know me, they know I'm 10 toes down. That is my motto on this country. I'm looking. I want answers. I would like to know. A lot of women are still coming up missing. Right now, we are, it's a balance with 51 women on that list, along with my boy. It don't make no sense. If we don't pay attention, we can be on that poster too. You never know. Be careful for all the else around. Like I said, I'm everywhere. I'm downtown. If you guys are not aware. I will be making an announcement soon about speaking engagement I have downtown in front of the Davis Center. and the police coming up. So I'm going to make you aware, and I'll also make Fred aware, so we can do it again. We appreciate you listening, support the Black Cause. Right now, donations are needed for the Hampton House. Keep the Hampton House alive.
Yes.
I appreciate it. And keep care of the cold for Boston, along with the little Boston in your prayers.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
We live direct, y'all, in the spirit of making history, taking history, taking history. Y'all come on out there today at 2 o'clock p.m. It's going down at Save the Hampton House, 804 South 17th Avenue. 804 South 17th Avenue. Right on 17th Avenue, you pull up in Maywood. 804 South 17th Avenue, Maywood, Illinois, 60153, y'all. Touch down with us, y'all. Come on through. Bring food to barbecue. Bring bottled water, whatever. You know what I'm saying? We got the water guns out there ready for them youngsters. Come on with it. Bring chessboards out there. You know, so we get a chess thing for the youngsters.
We'll be out there live.
Live and direct, y'all, at the Hampton House. 804 South Country Avenue, Maywood, Illinois. Keep your ears up, eyes on the fifth place. Forward to August 30th, Channing Frere Street Party. Forward to December 4th, the 50th year as the assassination of Channing Frere, the 50th of Mark Clark. You can kill a revolutionary, but you can't kill a revolution. Shout out, Sister Sophia Dawson, as y'all said, the phenomenal art pieces now. My brother Andre, got his last name. He brought a piece to this morning. Artists, bring y'all works up there, y'all said. Bring them to the house, you know what I'm saying? Sky's the limit. A picture's worth 1,000 words, a mural is worth 1,000,000. It's called Free Them All. Say the Happy House. Chairman Fred Jr. at gmail.com. See your PayPal. Get back. You know. All right, so I want to take it back.
Until I get on, you know I'm a grind, yeah. Put a little nigga on ice, yeah. Do you remember the nights, yeah? Nigga was hustling, starving, trapped by the apartment, pumping that pack, I was starving.
Open up them gates, it's in my dog.
My dog,
yeah.
My dog.
I'm free, yeah,
I'm free no more.
I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard.
Free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all.
Hey, I'm yelling, free my dogs, it's forever, fuck the law. Middle fingers till they call my niggas ready for war. Cause we'll come through like some soldiers, we'll come through like we own it. Yeah, nigga, we own it, what's that? You don't want smoke, bitch. Free my niggas who is totin', free my niggas who lost focus. Real niggas won't focus, real niggas, they know that. With the pig to a wolf, with the rat to a wolf, that's a real small snack. Yeah, niggas know that. Once you cross that line, he'll know.
Wish I can open up some gates and free my dogs.
Free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them all, free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all.
I wish I could open up the gates and free them all. My niggas, they was running from the jakes, but they got caught. Place that we involved, we was raised to beat some dogs, bullet holes in the walls, niggas never had a cause. They thought it was because everybody in the gang, and you ain't cool till you catch a body. Living in the hood, remember good times, smoking on the black, spin good rhymes.
Wish I could open up some gates for my dog.
Yeah,
my dog. I'm
still
yelling for your mom. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard.
Free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs.
free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all, free them all.